Hi, I'm here at Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, and with me today is a special guest. How about you introduce yourself?
I'm Kepa Owai from Rocket Cat Games.
And what types of games do you guys make?
We make Twitch skill-based games that are really difficult on iOS.
Okay. Is it just iOS, or do you target anything else?
It's just iOS. We're obsessed with making these sorts of games on iOS because they traditionally don't do well.
Okay. And so what have been your learning experiences since you said they don't do well on iOS?
I think we're the one exception.
Good. Always be the exception to the rules.
So. Right, yeah.
So how did you go about developing this? And, you know, when you first started this, did you think about, was it specific for iOS, or did you think about Steam, or what was the approach?
Yeah, it was specific for iOS. So the history of this game, Wayward Souls, is that there's a predecessor to this game that we made to try to learn the combat system more, to set a framework, which was called Mage Gauntlet. And with Mage Gauntlet, it was inspired by Secret of Mana, except we wanted to make like really positioning-based, really timing-based combat on iOS with the iOS control scheme. The difference there was we went with virtual buttons.
Okay.
So you had, but we limited it to two virtual buttons because I'm not sure how many iOS games you play, but some iOS games go for the Diablo style of buttons where there's like six buttons on the right-hand side of the screen and it's crap.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So, okay. So you made was that your first game on iOS then?
Or? Oh no, we made four games before that. No, three games before that. It was Hook Champ, Super Quick Hook, and Hook Worlds, all about racing around on a grappling hook. And those were also we did a grappling hook because that was the only way we could figure out to make a really challenging precision platformer on iOS because we couldn't figure out decent jump controls.
So, what genre of games do you mainly target, would you say? I mean, are they all in the same genre, or is it all over
the place? They're all over the place. Yeah, we go for depth and complexity and difficulty.
So, what would be characteristic of your types of games on iOS? Like, if your fan base were to characterize your games, what would it be?
I don't know. We try to switch genres every once in a while because our first three games were this weird genre that didn't even exist too much back then. And there's Punch Quest, which is like a fighting game mixed with a beat-em-up, mixed with an endless runner.
Okay.
And then we have Mage Gauntlet and Wayward Souls, which is a permadeath action-adventure game.
Okay. And what inspires a permadeath action adventure?
It's permanent death, but also randomly generated levels.
Sure.
And that's had a resurgence recently because the combination just worked so well together. Every time you play, you get a different game.
And when you were developing this game, I guess, what surprises or what discoveries did you have while you're prototyping and stuff like that?
Oh, all sorts of stuff, because there's like different trap and monster interplay. The monster groups are different and they work together in interesting ways. Like sometimes you can get a monster group of, there's an enemy type in the game that will fence with you unless you can sneak behind them. And then there's another enemy type that can control areas by smashing a mace down over and over again. So if you get both of those, you really have to think of a strategy to get around their defenses. And just the random surprise, like traps interacting in unusual ways, stuff like that.
And so what about Android? Are you thinking about Android? Are you mainly focused on iOS?
For our previous game, Punch Quest, we had a porting company ported over there, and they were fast and a really great porting company, so have them do the same.
Okay. And what about marketing? How do you market to iPad? Because iPad is characteristic, at least when you look at the top grossing, for casual players, right? And this seems more hardcore.
You can't really.
Yeah.
Well, what we do is we have a pretty good relationship with some of the more hardcore iOS review sites, and it helps, but mostly I think we just sell to the same, it's not a small crowd of people, but it's the same crowd of people that buy our games every time and tell their friends, and then we get accidental downloads of our game, like someone's finger slips when they're trying to purchase Flappy Bird or something, I don't know.
Okay. And what's the business model? Is it in-app purchases? Is it paid game or advertising?
Our business model changes all the time, but for this one it's $5 and no in-app purchases.
Are you thinking about using in-app purchases?
No, never. Not for this game.
Okay. Will you ever do in-app purchases? Are you one of those developers that's totally against in-app purchases? Or?
Well, I'm going to say yes right now for the purposes of this interview because I don't want to be on the wrong side of the in-app purchase, no in-app purchase civil war that's going on.
Sure.
People have died.
It's no joke. Don't laugh at that.
Well, talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
But yeah, this game will be no in-app purchases, but the next one we do will be free with in-app purchases.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. We've tried it before, too. We're going to try it again.
And before, do you felt that it worked better than paid, or do you think it was just a design? Because if you don't design the in-app purchase system properly, it
can be pretty horrible. We didn't with our last one, Punch Quest. It was improperly designed at first because it was way too generous and fair, so it made no money. But we fixed it by raising the cost in-game.
Okay, and did that make a huge difference? Or
it made
it just
a huge difference.
Okay.
And it's still like the fastest game for grinding on the free plus in-app purchases genre.
So what are your thoughts on that? Because you look at some of these really popular game companies, and they have that addiction loop down really well.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it?
It's not a hard addiction loop to duplicate. Like, you hear Sega talking about, we hire psychologists or whatever the hell, but they just rip off some Asian company and take their monetization.
So like King.com and some of these other places where Candy Crush Saga, they have the right timing and all that sequence.
Oh yeah, that they ripped off?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know they ripped it off.
Yeah, there's another game that's exactly like it that they actually sued because it was too similar to Candy Crush, but I think they decided not to sue because everyone figured out that that was the game they ripped off, including it says like great, perfect, and so on. They ripped off the font for that from the game they ripped off from.
So why would you say one game does phenomenally well, leads to an IPO, has 100 million daily users, and then the other game, not as much?
Dumb luck. No game developer likes to admit. No, it's just dumb luck. No game developer wants to admit that it's just dumb luck.
No, it could be cross-platform. They have Facebook. They have
Android.
That's true. Right. So we have to be fair about those systems.
The people that have $100 million of venture capital investment, they can probably do a hit game if they try hard enough. Like Rovio.
I don't know. Well, they were about to die, right? I mean,
they had millions and millions of dollars of venture capital, and they were trying for 10 years, and then Angry Birds finally happened.
I didn't know they had venture capital.
Yeah, that's the backstory.
Okay. I mean, I know that was like their 53rd game.
They had serious venture capital.
Okay.
They like to downplay that in their company history, though.
Okay. So what suggestions do you have then for...
Get $10 million of venture capital.
Sure.
Yeah.
But if they don't want to do that, and they want to make an awesome... They just want to do games, and they want to make it work.
What platform? Mobile?
Sure, mobile.
I'm not sure if I recommend mobile. It's just like, it's too mired in difficulty now. Like, if I was starting out with mobile, I think I'd just fail.
Okay, so then what would you suggest? Steam?
PC's looking pretty good, because Steam's becoming,
it seems like it's
becoming open
away,
soon.
Honestly.
Really? Huh, that's weird.
Because you see now that the new Windows and things are locked down and they have their own Windows market.
Mm-hmm. No, Steam's maneuvering pretty hard to trump the Windows market. They have enough money to be scrappy in that fight. I think they'll do fine. I'm pretty sure they'll do fine.
And where can listeners find out more information about your game, potentially download them?
RocketCatGames.com.
How do you spell that?
RocketCatGames.com. No hyphens, no spaces.
So RocketCatGames.com. Remember, I have an international audience.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know.
Okay, so that's fine then?
Yes, RocketCatGames.com.
Thank you very much.
Okay.